A general strike has been called for today in Nicaragua as protesters continue to call for President Daniel Ortega to step down. Ortega, though, has said he will not call early elections in the midst of protests that have been going on there since April. Those protests haven't led to an influx of migrants from the Central American country to the U.S., unlike some of its neighbors like Honduras and El Salvador. To talk about why that is and whether it might change, I'm joined by Jose Miguel Cruz, Director of Research at the Kimberly Green Latin American and Caribbean Center at Florida International University. I spoke with him recently via Skype and asked him to paint a picture for us about what's happening in Nicaragua, since we've heard so much about other countries in that region, but less about that one recently.
Well, Nicaragua has seen an outburst of protest in recent months, starting in April. And that has been unexpected for many observers of the Nicaraguan situation, because Nicaragua has been for many years now a very politically stable country in comparison with the rest of Central America, especially with the Northern Triangle. In April, there was some protests regarding a reform in the social security system that the government tried to repress very violently, and that generated basically more protests in the country that have escalated in recent weeks.
Have those protests turned violent?
Yes. There are, according to some human rights organizations, there have been more than 200 people killed, especially at the hands of government forces in the last 2 months.
So are people fleeing Nicaragua? Or are people leaving because of that violence and those protests?
Some people are starting to leave Nicaragua, and they are leaving especially to Costa Rica, because most of the migration of Nicaraguans in the region goes to Costa Rica. We have seen a lot of people getting their own passports, requesting visas at different embassies in Nicaragua. But so far, we know that most of the people leaving are heading toward Costa Rica.
Is it safe to say that if these folks are taking the time to get passports or request visas, this is not the same as some of the other Central American countries where people are fleeing violence and basically leaving as quickly as they possibly can?
No, it's safe to say that. But at this moment, certainly, we don't see the kind of migrants that we have seen from Northern Central America. Unfortunately, if this situation continues, what we're going to start seeing is people from Nicaragua with similar profile of the people in the Northern Triangle heading toward other places, and that might include the United States.
So you think if things maybe get more violent, if the situation gets worse there, or maybe if it doesn't get better anytime soon, the U.S. could see migrants coming from Nicaragua?
Yes, some of them will go south to Costa Rica, but maybe Costa Rica, as I said before, there is an important migration of Nicaraguans in Costa Rica, and Costa Ricans are trying to restrict immigration of Nicaraguans. So with that, it might happen that, you know, some Nicaraguans will head north.
For the people who are leaving Nicaragua now, are they going to places like Costa Rica thinking they'll be there for just a short time?
Yes, that might be some of the expectations. Since Nicaragua had been very stable, as I said, in the last decade, and I think many of them are thinking or expecting that the political situation will calm down soon, and they might go to Costa Rica expecting that, well, these things may go quieter, and then I will have the opportunity to come back to Nicaragua. But if the political situation and the conflict drags on, some of them will start thinking in moving elsewhere or basically staying in Costa Rica.
Do you think they're right? Do you think that the conflict will be resolved soon, the violence will subside, and they'll be able to go home?
Based on what we're seeing now, I think that it's more likely that the conflict will drag on because of the magnitude of the protests, because of the resistance of the government to any change, any reform. So it's more likely that this conflict will continue for some time now than will be solved soon.
That's Jose Miguel Cruz, Director of Research at the Kimberly Green Latin American and Caribbean Center at Florida International University. Jose, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you very much.